The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
What's up, hoop ballers? It's Brent the Middleman here with your box score breakdown for Thursday, March 18th. Filling in for Mr. Jolly, who is still on his hiatus. He'll be back next week, and we'll be co-hosting together most of the time. Let's jump right in with a quick ad for hoop-ball.com. Become a premium member, get into the Discord. Ask us all the questions you want. We're there all the time. It's freaking awesome. It's like $4 a month. I mean, it's totally worth it. You're getting hours and hours of entertainment. Also, go to our HoopBall YouTube channel. Like our videos. Subscribe. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss anything. We're doing pre-shows, post-shows, group shows. We're having people from ESPN, The Athletic, all these great sites on there with us. It's totally awesome, so come check it out. So let's jump right into the first game of the night. That's the Utah Jazz versus the Washington Wizards. And guess what? The Jazz lost. The Wizards beat the Jazz 131-122 in quite a shocker. The Jazz were without Michael Connelly tonight. As always, let's start with the winning team. The big man of the night, Bradley Beal, of course, 43 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists. Huge game. No defensive stats, though. Russell Westbrook, 35, 15 boards, 13 assists, a huge triple-double, very efficient, 12 of 23, 9 of 11 from the line with 2 steals and a block. What a huge game for Russell Westbrook, still a fantasy legend. Rui Hachimura, 12 points, 7 boards, and yep, no shocker there, no assists. And not much else to talk about from the Washington side. It was all Beal and Westbrook, and that's all there is on Washington from a fantasy perspective as well. Going over to Utah, we got Joe Ingles filling in for Michael Connelly in the starting lineup. 34 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. I hope you streamed Big Joe. He also got 2 steals. Donovan Mitchell led the way for the Jazz. 42 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. 16 of 30. Did he let anyone else shoot the ball? He also had 2 steals, 4 of 12 from 3. And did I mention that Joe Ingles had 8 threes tonight? He was 8 for 10 from 3. What a big game for Joe. Double-double for Rudy, a small one for the Frenchman. 10 points, 13 boards. 2 blocks and 2 steals, though, which is nice. Royce O'Neal having a great fantasy season, but kind of under the, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but people aren't paying attention to Royce, and they should be. 11 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 threes. What a nice little night. And Bojan Bogdanović continues to be up and down and disappoint. The next game of the night, Oklahoma City Thunder, Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta getting the win. Not really a shocker when people beat the Thunder, honestly. The Hawks win 116-93. They go over 500 at 21-20 with a chance at the playoffs there. Let's see. For the winning team, Atlanta, we got Trae Young, 23 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. Decent night for Trae. Kevin Huerter having a good couple weeks here. 10 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 threes, and 2 steals. Always good with the defensive stats. John Collins, 19 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 8 of 11 from the floor, 3 blocks, 1 steal, and a 3. Doing everything you want John Collins to do. Clint Capella, not a big game tonight. 8 points, 8 rebounds, but 2 blocks. So you got what you wanted from him. And then Bogdan Bogdanovich with 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 threes. So Bog showing some signs of life. Gallinari kind of slow tonight, coming off a couple big games, 8 points, 9 rebounds. So let's jump over to the Oklahoma City Thunder side and see who got it done. And Al Horford back in the lineup tonight, so that hurts our man Moses Brown. Only 5 points and 4 boards from Moses. I still think he's worth owning. He did have a block and a steal. The big score was who else? Shai Gilgeous, SGA, 19 points, 3 boards, 4 assists. Not a pretty quiet game. Al Horford back in the lineup, 11 points, 6 boards, 2 assists, 2 threes, 2 steals and a block. Not bad, but 3 of 13 from the floor. Ouch. Poku, a fantasy favorite, 4 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, only 2 of 11 from the floor. A tough shooting night for the Thunder. Roby at 8 points and 8 boards. Ty Jerome, 18 points, a board, and 2 assists with 6 threes and a steal. So Ty Jerome looking like maybe a sneaky pickup, along with Theo Maladone. Neither one of them started, but they both played a lot of minutes. 10 points, 5 assists for Maladone. So I think, you know, both of them are potentially worth owning too. And Kenrick Williams has been really good lately. 10 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. If you need defensive stats and rebounds, you know, he's someone to take a look at, possibly in deeper leagues. But the Thunder have some interesting fantasy guys. Next game, Orlando Magic and the New York Knicks. The Knicks win by 194-93 in their quest to make the playoffs. They're now 21-21. So a great game. Let's see on the Knicks side. Julius Randle, a triple-double, 18 points, 10 rebounds, and 17 assists. What a season Randle is having. Only 1-for-5 from 3, but he did have a steal. Nerlens Noel is almost completely irrelevant at this point. Only a block, 2 points, and 2 rebounds. Mitchell Robinson needs to get back now. Alec Burks, we knew he was going to have a big game. No Elf Payton, no Quickly. So Burks goes off, 21 points, 10 boards, 2 assists. Nice game for Burks. RJ Barrett keeps his nice season going. 17 points, 9 rebounds, only 1 assist. And then Frank the Tank Ntilikina gets the start, 13 points, 2 rebounds and an assist. He'll go right back to irrelevance once Quickly and Payton are healthy. Reggie Bullock, the 20 points and 6 threes. So if you do need a 3 specialist, he's someone to look at. But there was a lot of injuries for the Knicks tonight, so probably not much to see there. On the Orlando side, we got Evan Fournier with 23 points, 4 assists, 4 threes, 2 steals and a block from Fournier. Great game. Vucevic continues to rock and roll. Keep him rolling all season, folks, and be lucky you have him. 17 points, 16 rebounds, 4 assists, only 1 3, but he did have 2 blocks and a steal. What a guy. Aaron Gordon, 17 points, 5 boards, 7 assists. Good to see him healthy. Not a bad game. Yeah, not much else to talk about here on the Orlando side. Those are the main players. Moving on to the next game, we got the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Phoenix Suns, and the Timberwolves beat the Suns. Ouch. But the Suns still having a great season. Let's start with Minnesota, which we hardly ever do since we start with the winners here when I'm hosting. We got Anthony Edwards continues to just show that, yes, he is the number one pick, folks, and he may be making this Rookie of the Year race interesting. 42 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. He was 15 of 31, 4 of 13 from 3, 8 of 13 from the line, and 2 steals. What a game for the rookie.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Karl Anthony Towns, stop telling me this guy's not a top five player anymore. 41 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 15 of 24, 5 of 7 from 3, 6 of 7 from the line with a steal. Wow. And really, that was all the main scoring for Minnesota, and that's all they needed to beat the Suns, where Devin Booker had a great game, 35 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 threes. It just wasn't enough. He also chipped in with the block. Chris Paul, normal Chris Paul, great game, 17 points, 7 boards, 5 assists, la-di-da, 1-3, 4 steals from the old man Paul. Hopefully State Farm insures against those steals, huh? DeAndre Ayton, 14 points, 7 rebounds, and a block. His ho-hum season goes. Mikal Bridges' breakout season keeps rolling. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 threes, a block, and a steal. You gotta love Bridges. What a great season that guy's having. Moving on. Pelicans, Trailblazers. Let's see what we got here. Trailblazers beat the Pelicans. Not much of a shocker there. Pelicans' rough season is continuing here. I had high hopes for them. It's just not really looking like they're going to turn things around, and they could be big sellers at the trade deadline. 101-93 Trailblazers. So on the winning side, what do you know? Damian Lillard, 36 points, 6 rebounds, but no assists, oddly enough. 6 of 15 from 3. Robert Covington, a double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds. He had 2 threes, a steal, and 2 blocks, so he still continues to be good with Nurkic out. Enes Kanter, 16 points, 13 boards, another double-double. He's getting boring. 2 steals and, of course, no blocks. Derek Jones Jr., a sneaky source of blocks from a shooting guard or small forward, wherever he qualifies. 8 points, 5 rebounds, but 4 blocks and 2 steals from Derek Jones Jr., so a nice game there. CJ McCollum working his way back from injury. Only 11 points, 2 boards, and 2 assists. 3 of 16 from the floor. All 3 were threes and a steal. And Carmelo Anthony continues to play great off the bench. 15 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists with 2 threes. He's been a nice pickup the last couple weeks. On to the Pelicans. Zion's amazing season continues. What a guy. This guy's going to be a first-round fantasy talent next year, or at least the year after. 26 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 8 of 11 from free throws. He's been shooting those great. 1 steal and 2 blocks. It's those blocks that are going to turn him into a fantasy stud. If he can start hitting a couple threes a game and get those blocks up, he's going to be a top 10 guy, no problem. Brandon Ingram, 19 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, just overshadowed by Zion this season. Steven Adams, 6 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 of 2 from the line, 1 steal. Not too bad. Disappointing he didn't have any blocks there. Lonzo, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 of 11 from 3, 1 steal, 1 block. He's been great lately for fantasy teams. So moving on, we have the final game of the night, which still has 3 minutes to play, but I need to get to bed because I got to get up early in the morning, so I'm going to give you the stats here. But the Lakers lead 108-99 over Charlotte. Let's assume they're going to hold on and pull this one out. So we'll start with the Lakers side. Here with 3 minutes to go, LeBron James continues to be amazing. Anthony Davis's injury is really like the best thing that ever happened to LeBron James owners. We thought he was going to sit a lot, but he hasn't because he hasn't been able to. 33 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 for 9 from 3, 1 steal, 1 block. I mean, just give this guy the MVP award every year already. I'm sick of even hearing other names out there. This dude is the MVP. Take him off any team he's on, and they barely make the playoffs, if they do at all. It's the same thing I say about Stephen Curry. Imagine no Stephen Curry on the Warriors. Are they? I mean, they're a lottery team again. So what is a real MVP here? Dennis Schroeder is 22 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. He continues to play really well. 1 steal. Kyle Kuzma, 12 points, 4 rebounds, and what do you know, 3 assists. He actually assisted the ball a little bit and a block. Harrell, cooling down a little bit. He's been on fire the last few games with no Marc Gasol and no Anthony Davis. 7 points, 11 rebounds, and of course no blocks because Harrell does not block the ball. That's about it for the Lakers. Let's take a look at what people on Charlotte are doing here. LaMelo Ball, who is, you know, going to hold off Anthony Edwards for Rookie of the Year, probably, because Edwards really got his thing going late here, and who knows what happens when Beasley comes back. But Minnesota should be a scary team if they get D'Lo and Beasley back with the way Edwards is playing and Anthony Towns. I really like what Minnesota has going there. 22 points, 5 boards, 7 assists, a pretty efficient night, 8 of 15, 2 of 4 from 3, and a steal for LaMelo. Terry Rozier, scary Terry, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. Gordon Hayward, tough shooting night, 7 points, 8 rebounds, 10 assists, but gets it done in the other categories with a steal. And then my boy, PJ Washington, who, you know, if you follow me on HoopBall, I'm a huge PJ Washington fan. 18 points, 8 rebounds, 3 threes, 4 blocks, 1 steal. You know I love the guys that get rebounds, threes, and blocks. They're the new fantasy studs, and PJ Washington is certainly one of them. So that really does it. Devontae Graham, once again, hurting Malik Monk a lot. He has 12 points, shooting the ball a little bit more efficiently, coming off the bench. He has 2 steals. So Devontae Graham, if someone dropped him in your league, could be worth a pickup because it looked like he's making Monk irrelevant. Malik Monk could be dropped anywhere and everywhere. I mean, unless he gets traded as part of some of these trade rumors Charlotte's a part of, I don't think Monk has any value unless there's an injury, and you never want to count on an injury. And he's not good enough to hold on to for that. So I'd cut loose on Monk. Just an update. Now there's less under 2 minutes to go, about a minute left to play. The Lakers are up by 11. So nothing much is going to change there. LeBron's at 35, 8 boards, 6 assists. Just playing, you know, out of his mind as he always does. Talen Horton-Tucker, 12 points as well. So it looks like this one's going to be a final here in just a minute, and the Lakers are going to pull it out. So let me just make sure. Yep, that's all the games for tonight. A short schedule. Thank you for tuning into the Box Score Breakdown. I'm Brent the Middleman. Mr. Jolly will be back soon, and we'll be tag-teaming these updates for you. Hoop-ball.com, HoopBall on YouTube. Please come and check us out. We bust our butts, and we bring this all to you just because we love it. And we love interacting with the fans and getting questions and seeing comments. So please come on and let us know what you think and ask us about your team. So have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.